San Diego Center for Spiritual Living, Sunday, November 24, 2009. Today's lesson is Limitless Dividends with Reverend Dr. Constance Cook Core. Good morning and welcome home to the San Diego Center for Spiritual Living. We are filled with love. You will find there are many different churches and centers all over, not just San Diego, but all over the world. And each and every one of them has a unique energy that is theirs alone. And ours is love. Ours is just feeling that wholeness, that oneness, that connection with each and every other person. And so we say, welcome home. You are welcome here, always. We have had on our announcements in the past, and I want to say it again, whomever you are, wherever you are on your spiritual journey, you are welcome here. Just because we don't all see ourselves in the same level of awareness or evolution doesn't mean that we aren't still one. We are still all connected to the same source. We are still all made of the same God stuff, that limitless God stuff. And so to anchor us in today's teachings, I want to remind us all that there is one power, one presence, one infinite intelligence that flows through all creation. And I call this God, the Living Spirit Almighty, one absolute, indestructible, and self-existent cause in which we live and move and have our being. We live and move and have our being in the oneness, in the wholeness that is. This is November, and our theme for the month is demonstration. And that just opens up this whole wide world of everything that is made manifest. In fact, the whole universe is a demonstration of the givingness of the divine. So as I was thinking about what would I say today for limitless dividends, suddenly I asked myself the question, what is a dividend? And what does it have to do with demonstration? As usual, the answer started flowing in, and all I had to do was be open to receive it. The answers are being poured forth into me, and all I need to do is be open to receive it. Like most words, dividend has Latin roots. Dividere is a verb, it means divide. And dividendum is a noun, and it means something to be divided. Something to be divided. And that must be why in our math, addition, subtraction, multiplication, and division, we have names for the different pieces that we're using. And in division, dividend, divide, in division, what we're doing is we're taking a number and we're seeing how many times another number fits into it. So if we have the dividend, that's the number we're trying to divide. And the divisor is the one we're going to see how many times it fits into the dividend. And the answer is the quotient. Now, for many of us, these are things we learn in elementary school. In fact, I had to think about it and try to know which one is the dividend, which one is the divisor. So I looked it up online. Everything's available online. So, something that is going to be divided. Usually, we think of dividends in financial circles. Shareholders who are people who own shares in another company, because of that part ownership, that sharing of ownership, they receive a portion of the profits from that company in the form of stock dividends. So it's something, it's money that's paid by a company to the shareholders out of the profits or the reserves. Reserves, remember that word. It's a payment that's divided amongst a number of people. It's an individual's share of a dividend. Now, it's also a benefit from an action or a policy. So when we think of benefit from an action, well, okay, we bought the stock, we are a shareholder, therefore we get financial recompense in these dividends. Well, it's the company's policy to pay these dividends out of their profits or their reserves. And so what does that have to do with demonstration? How is that a spiritual thing to talk about? Well, I have an answer for that. When we think about limitless dividends, it serves us well to remember that every thought that we have is a seed, and it is planted, and so it reaps a harvest. You'll see on our insert today, the icon for today is a man holding open his wallet underneath a tree. And that tree has a trunk, and it has leaves, and it has branches, and yet the fruit that is falling from the branches are coins. So this is a symbolism. It is symbolic of the unlimited growth bearing fruit. So our ideas and our actions are bearing fruit, and we are reaping the dividend of our efforts. The good news also is that when we have limitless dividends, we have unlimited portions given. Out of the whole, the totality of the whole, we are not limited by how many portions we are given. We have unlimited benefits. We have that same set of unlimited benefits as our divine inheritance here as a child of God, as a spiritual immortal being having a human experience. We are always receiving from the great reserves, the reserves being infinity, the reserves being all that is. The reserves being that part of God which we are not focusing on because we are here in our human experience and we are focusing on ourselves. But there are infinite resources. There's no limit to what is given or how much is given. We learned a couple of weeks ago and prove me now that everything is always given. Everything is always being poured forth into our lives. Always. And we only have one job. And that's say thank you. Receive it, accept it, and say thank you. Today we will be handing out more of our envelopes from our 2019 affirmative prayer process where we set our intentions. And so you can think of the limitless dividends as the outcome of you setting your intentions last year in January. We set those intentions, we planted those seeds, and those seeds have borne fruit. So when you open your envelope and you see what seed you planted, you can then assess what fruit has been born in your life, what your dividend is. Ernest Holmes says, "We exist in limitless opportunities which are forever seeking expression through us." Limitless opportunities seeking expression through us. There are certain rules that we learn growing up, and there are rules for every different profession, every different organization. And some of the examples are, if we are moving our feet in patterns, we could dance, because moving our feet in patterns, moving our body in patterns, is to dance. And therefore, part of the dividend of that is we are a dancer. Putting colors on canvas is art. When we put the colors on the canvas, we are an artist. Putting words on paper, either by hand or using a computer, is to write. If we do that, we are a writer. Having notes and chords for an instrument is music. And when we play those notes and chords, we are a musician. Now, we are not the only musician, the only writer, the only artist, or the only dancer. There are limitless opportunities. We can be all those. And so can anybody else who is receptive and accepts wanting to be and becoming a dancer, an artist, a writer, or a musician. We are not held back. And through our effort, through our attention, through our practice, we become these things. We demonstrate these skills in our lives. We demonstrate having these benefits in our lives. Because what is more joyful to a dancer than dancing? What is more joyful to a musician than playing music, writing music, having the music flow through? It's been said about Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart that he didn't really compose. He transcribed the music that was inside of him. That he would hear the music, and his job was to transcribe the notes. And he is one of the greatest composers of all time. But the music was within him already. And where did that music come from? He was open to receive it. It poured into him with divine inspiration. And so lighted a fire within his soul that this was his life, to play, to have this music. It was a physical part of him as well as a spiritual part of him. Limitless dividends. Limitless. When we want to become a writer or a dancer, we have to learn the basic rules of these things. We know the basic rules of reading. When we know the basic rules of reading, the world is laid open before us. We can read books and books and books and all kinds of things. We can write letters, we can receive letters. The world is open to us. It's just laid open before us. Now we have to choose to explore that world. And next year, our theme for the year is going to be Explorations in Consciousness. And so it is a good thing to remember that we get to explore everything. Once we know the basic rules of the universal principles and laws, the world and everything in it is laid open before us. Now, however, in both events, it is up to us to open the portal, whether that portal is a book or a prayer. We must open ourselves to receive. And just as we have faith in our ability to read, so should we have equal faith in our ability to manifest that which we desire as demonstration, a demonstration of spirit expressing through us. So I'm really excited. This, you know, it's the end of the year. We're coming up on the candle lighting, the interfaith candle lighting, the celebration of the different faiths, the burning bowl, the intentions, and the 2020 affirmative prayers. All these things are coming up, and I'm really excited about them. Some of my favorite times of the year. And then our theme for next year, Explorations in Consciousness. It only gets better and better and better. So let's talk a little bit about what we have in our consciousness. Now, this is the Abundance Book by John Randolph Price. It's a little green book. I think it still sells for $7. And this is a book that will change your life. It will absolutely change your life. Because it lets us know that consciousness of the cause of God as the source within you is all we need. Money is an effect, and money is not our supply. People think that they need money, but what they really need is something else. And on page 18, John Randolph Price, 17 and 18, he tells us, abundance is defined as an all-sufficiency of supply, a full measure of infinite good. A full measure of infinite good. In the invisible, it's the creative energy of God, also called substance. In the visible world, it is that energy made manifest as money and as every other good thing required for a free and harmonious life in this third dimensional world. Some people look at money as bad. They think that that people who have a lot of money are greedy. And they look at it as, why do they have and I have not? They are not better than I am. Why do they have? Why do they get? Why do they receive? Why do they deserve wealth? Well, they don't. They're just practicing a different set of principles. They're thinking differently. John Randolph Price asks us, do you have an aversion to wealth? Do you object to being rich? Does the word abundance bother you? If you have the slightest reservations, then you better check your belief system regarding God. You see, God is omnipresent. Omnipresent wealth, the infinite riches of the universe, the lavish abundance of creation. And if you deny unlimited prosperity, you are denying yourself, because you are the image of omnipresent wealth, the expression of the infinite riches of the universe, an individualization of lavish abundance. You are as rich right now as any individual who ever walked on this planet. You are as rich right now as any individual who walked on this planet. So we're talking about abundance. We're talking about wealth. We're not talking about dollars. Dollars are an effect. On page 21, he says, money is an effect. When you concentrate on the effect, you are forgetting the cause. And when you forget the cause, the effect begins to diminish. When you focus your attention on getting money, you are actually shutting off your supply. You must begin this very moment to cease believing that money is your substance, your supply, your support, your security, or your safety. Money is not, but God is. When you understand and realize this truth, the supply flows uninterrupted into perfect and abundant manifestation. You must look to God alone as the source and take your mind completely off the outer effect. If you look to any human, person, place, or condition for your supply, you are shutting down the flow. And part of this abundance book is a list of 10 statements. And number five is helpful in reminding us that money is an effect. It says, money is not my supply. No person, place, or condition is my supply. My awareness, understanding, and knowledge of the all-providing activity of divine mind within me is my supply. My consciousness of this truth is unlimited. Therefore, my supply is unlimited. Limitless dividends. We have unlimited resources as our source. The unlimited, infinite source of all is our source. That's what we're made of. It's how we are. And so, when we start looking at the effect and forgetting the source, we start cutting off our own flow. Think about it. We plant seeds and we have an orchard. And the orchard bears fruit. And we go and we pick the fruit. And we have a great harvest. But we don't save any seeds. We don't plant any new trees. Over time, those trees are not going to be producing as much fruit, especially if the disease of our thinking, of thinking that trees get diseases, so do our brains, so do our minds. We think unhealthy thoughts. The trees get unhealthy bugs. They don't get watered. They don't get the sun. If all they do is just stand out there in the orchard and we show up every now and then to try and collect the fruit without care of the source, the fruit will run out. Ernest Holmes Let's see, yellow. Green. Living the science of mind, sorry. In living the science of mind. On page 348, Ernest Holmes says, "We need never beseech the law to operate for us. For if there is but one mind in the universe, our mind is some part of it. And it is its nature to respond to itself. Nature can hinder, nothing can hinder the divine from flowing into us except our own free will." Our own free will. He says, "The sun may be shining even while we persist in standing in a dark basement. The manna may be falling, but we refuse to gather it. Now we must come out of our basement of despair into the sunshine of truth, into the warmth and color of divine recognition, the instantaneous awareness of the allness of good." And finally he says, "God is life, and life gives itself to us. It does not give some of itself, it gives all of itself. But the gift without a receiver cannot complete itself in individual life." Emerson tells us that we are compelled to perceive that we are beneficiaries, that we stand in the light and the light is all. Then he tells us to get our bloated nothingness out of the way of the divine circuit. So, God is life. Life gives itself to us, not just some of itself, all of itself. Limitless dividends, limitless benefits, infinite resources, infinite source. It is the nature of spirit to give. That's its very nature. And Ernest Holmes in Living the Science of Mind also has something to say about that. In fact, he says it is the nature of spirit to give. Spirit is the essence of life as well as the intelligence back of everything. It's complete and perfect within itself. It is all power and all presence. We have nothing to offer nature other than a willingness to cooperate with her laws. If we are to demonstrate that divine givingness is a principle in the universe, then we must set up a receiving center. For no matter how abundantly the horn of plenty may pour out its universal gifts, there must be a bowl of acceptance, a chalice of expectancy, or the gift cannot be complete. In other words, we need to be open. We need to be expecting this good. Many people who have personal altars also have a bowl as one of the sacred items on their altar. It could be a little bowl. It could be a singing bowl. It could be whatever, but it is a bowl or a cup of some sort, symbolic of openness to receive that which is poured into our lives. Openness to receive our limitless dividends. Ernest says, "The divine givingness is from eternity to eternity. Our receivingness may be spasmodic, but many great souls have, through faith, reached back of the appearance to the cause of things and receive directly and constantly from the divine bounty. The reason we do not all do this is because we do not all believe that there is divine givingness." What you ask in faith, believing, is given. So if I don't believe that I'm going to receive something, guess what? It's not going to show up. Because the universe can only say yes. And I said, I don't believe it. And said, okay, you're not going to see it. There was an old saying, I'll believe it when I see it. And then Wayne Dyer turned that on its side a little bit for a spiritual truth. You'll see it when you believe it. So what we see internally, what we desire, what we absolutely have faith and believe that is ours, this is what shows up. And so if we don't like what's showing up in our lives, we need to check our belief systems. On 394, Ernest says, the spirit is absolutely without limit. Oh my goodness, he says that. The spirit is absolutely without limit. Must be why I picked it for our talk on limitless dividends. Okay, so the spirit is absolutely without limit. Nothing has ever imposed any restriction upon it. It knows no limitation, no limiting circumstances. We impose the bondage of our belief upon the law. This is why it is written, "See, so we see that they could not enter in because of unbelief and because they limited the Holy One of Israel." This is a biblical. People could not enter into the temple because of their unbelief. It's also, it's easier for a poor man to pass through the eye of the needle than a rich man. And the eye of the needle was a gate getting into Jerusalem. And a rich man had a camel packed with all of his goods. And so he had all these big things and stuff to get through this gate, where a poor man only had his faith. And so he could just walk through, not having to take all of his bundles off to try and get through. He didn't have the burdens of belief in things as the most valuable. He knew that life was the most valuable. That's why it's written, so we see that they could not enter in because of unbelief. Da, da, da. In this way, our unbelief becomes our acceptance. Our fear becomes a misplaced faith. We are bound by the very power which alone could free us. We've said that before, that fear is just misplaced faith. We have absolute faith that something horrible is going to happen. Ernest says, believe in divine givingness. Believe that it is the divine will that you should receive this divine givingness, and then consciously accept it. This sounds simple, but the meaning is profound and describes a perfect method of procedure. Frequently, when we reduce an abstract thought to a simple statement, we feel that it's lost its significance. Such is not the case. The wisest man who ever lived said, "As thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee." So be it done unto thee. Limitless dividends. As we believe, as we understand, as we explore the Abundance Book by John Randolph Price, our consciousness expands to understand at a very deep, deep level that we are all one. There is only one source, and all is already provided to us. It's our choice to open and receive. And everything that we are receiving is demonstrating as our life. We exist in limitless opportunities which are forever seeking expression through us. We are demonstrating the limitless opportunities, the limitless resources. We are demonstrating that divinity within. We are God expressing as human beings. Even twins are unique. They have limitless opportunities. Each one with their mind, each one with their heart, each one with their soul, making choices. And these are the choices that we make that are demonstrated in our lives. As Noble said this morning, my opportunities are unlimited. There is a divine urge to express. It permeates me and fills all space and all people. All of my affairs are in its hands. To it are clearly visible the best ways, methods, and the means for my greater expression. I leave my affairs in the hands of this principle, and I cooperate with it. Allow that to be the mantra of your soul. In your Science of Mind textbook, you can find that on page 304, paragraph 6. Look it up. Read it. Reread it. Write it down. Post it on a wall in your home. My opportunities are unlimited. There is a divine urge to express. It permeates me and fills all space and all people. All of my affairs are in its hands. To it are clearly visible the best ways, methods, and the means for my greater expression. And add this sentence specifically. I leave my affairs in the hands of this principle, and I cooperate with it. And so I thank you for your time, for your attention, for the limitless dividend of you being right here. Namaste.